بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, yesterday we had discussed some of the incorrect beliefs, understanding that the mushrikeen had with regard to certain animals, where they would devote these animals to their deities, to the idols, and they would not benefit from them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that they had no shari'i basis for doing these practices. Rather, they just clung on to what their forefathers were doing. And they regarded this to be a proof for them. They regarded this to be the basis for their action. And this was a very foolish belief or practice on their part, that they just clung on to what their forefathers had done. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not sent down any sanctioning for these type of practices, these type of beliefs. And we find this has been the theme in the last few verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about the incorrect practices of the mushrikeen. Various different practices that they were involved in, their incorrect beliefs, etc. In today's verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now reminds the people of Iman that primarily a person's focus, a person's concern, a person's effort should be directed at himself. While we need to understand and recognize the incorrect beliefs and practices of others so that we do not fall into them. But primarily a person's effort should be on rectifying himself. He should be concerned about his own actions, his own beliefs, his own a'mal, his own iman. And this will be the cause of his salvation in the akhirat. If people around him are misguided, they are doing things which are incorrect, as long as he is upon hidayat, he does that which is correct, his actions are in place, then he will be saved in this world, qabr and akhirah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu alaykum anfusakum. O people of iman, guard yourselves, take care of yourselves. La yadurrukum man dhalla idha ihtadaytum. Those who are astray will not be able to harm you as long as you remain rightly guided. Under this verse, the hadith is mentioned of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, that after the demise of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he would say to the people, إِنَّكُمْ تَقْرَأُونَ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ, that you people are reading this verse, وَتَتَأَوَّلُونَهَا تَأْوِيلًا غَيْرَ صَحِيٍّ, but you interpret it incorrectly, you understand it incorrectly. And he would explain to them that this verse does not mean that a person worries about himself and he avoids making nahi anil munkar, that he avoids prohibiting evil or rectifying the wrongs that he sees around him. This verse does not mean this. He says, I heard Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saying that when the people see any zulam, any act of oppression taking place, any act of wrongdoing taking place, and they do not make an effort to stop this, if they have the ability to do so, then very soon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send a punishment that will afflict all of them. In other words, this verse is not giving you permission to avoid nahi anil munkar. That is still your responsibility, that is still your duty. But rather, it is merely saying that primarily you should worry about yourself. You should concern yourself with rectifying your own actions, your own practices. إِلَى اللَّهِ مَرْجِعُكُمْ جَمِيعًا. Your return will be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And then He will inform you with regard to your actions. In other words, you will not have to confess anything. Allah will tell you, these are your practices, these are your actions you did in this world. And of course, there will then be recompense, either reward if they were good practices, or if a person was involved in evil actions, Allah protect, then there will be punishment for this. So, we understand from this particular verse that the obligation, the duty of Nahi Anil Munkar still remains. Abu Tha'alaba Al-Khushani radiallahu anhu, a person came to him and asked him, that, O Abu Tha'alaba, what do you understand from this verse? So he replied, he says, that you have come to the right person. Because I asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam directly, that, O Nabi of Allah, this verse outwardly seems to say that a person should not worry about others. He sees wrongdoing, he sees people involved in incorrect practices, he should leave them. He should worry about himself. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam clarified that you should continue making amar bil ma'roof nahi anil munkar. You continue enjoining good and prohibiting evil. Yes, a time will come close to the end of time where a person's nahi anil munkar will not be of any benefit. In other words, the person who you are advising, admonishing, will not want to listen to you. Then when that time comes, then you stop. But as long as that time has not come, then you continue with this obligation of Amr bil Ma'ruf Nahi Anil Munkar. So he says to him that when you see such a time, where إِذَا رَأَوْ شُحًّا مُطَاعًا, when you see greed which is being followed, In other words, every decision a person makes is based on his greed for dunya. وَهَوَنْ مُتَّبَعًا. And people are only concerned with following their desires. وَدُنْيَا مُؤْثَرَةً. And people give preference to the dunya over the akhirat. وَإِعْجَابَ كُلِّ ذِي رَأْيٍ بِرَأْيِهِ. And each person is infatuated with his own ideas, his own understanding. He wants to have an opinion on everything. Then at that point in time when you realize now yunahi anil munkar is not of any benefit to the person, then you can avoid it and then you worry about yourself. But as long as that time has not come, then part of you being rightly guided is that you continue making nahi anil munkar. And we explained this before as well, just a few points with regard to nahi anil munkar, is that the obligation of prohibiting evil applies to every person who has the ability to do so. One is a person has the authority to stop some wrong that he sees, then he should do this. If he doesn't have the authority to physically stop it, at least to speak out against it. And if he doesn't have that authority also, his junior, and he can't really say much, then at least within his mind and heart he makes an effort. How do I now put an end to this practice, or how do I get the correct practice in the life of this person? And of course, only if the person is going to be stubborn, obstinate, he doesn't want to listen, or he's going to do more harm than good. Sometimes when we see a person doing something incorrect and we go and say something to him, it could make him more stubborn. It could cause more harm. At that point, then a person backs off. But the obligation of Nahi al-Munkar will still remain. Allah give us correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.